Blog Talk Radio.
There are some things,
I may not know.
Welcome to our Morning of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Church of Christ at Redan Road, located in Lithonia, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Bryant Tansel. Brother Tansel's message is entitled Conflict Management. Before we bring him on today, I'd like to open the line to prayer requests. If you have a prayer request, please press the number one on your phone at this time. And when the last four digits of your number are called, state the name and need of the individual for whom you are requesting prayer. It is my request today, as in every day, that you all please continue praying for each other. Pray for every family represented on the call, that God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. I have a special request on today, that you keep my family as well as all of those traveling with us in your prayers as we go to Tampa on Sunday. We're going on a 5-day cruise, so I just ask that you all pray for our traveling safety as well as our safety while we're away, while we're underwater, that God will bless us to enjoy fellowshipping with each other, as well as all of those, the others that will be on board as well, and that we have safe travel to and from our destination. Thank you. Caller 3964, state your request.
Good morning. This is Sister Pam. I like to ask prayer for my cousin, Setta Stovall, whose husband has stage 4 cancer, and also for my cousin Charmaine, who has some health issues. Asking prayer for my daughter Kennedy, for her health issues, as well as her schooling, and for Jayla and my daughter Jayla and her husband Eric, that God will just continue to intervene in their marriage and that she'll be a Christian example for him. And pray for my mom and my dad, as well as myself, that God will continue to comfort and strengthen me, and for Sister Faith Arthur and her husband, Brother Kendrick. Thank you.
Thank you. 6371, state your request.
Good morning. Thank you. My name is Mary, and I'm asking prayer for several of my coworkers for knee surgery. Her name is Barbara, and the other one name is Felicia. She's battling, I believe it's cancer, and I'm asking that you all pray for her, pray with me and for her, for them, so they can be restored. Also, I'm asking prayer for, I took on a new role at my job as an interim executive director, so I'm asking you all to pray for me that I can, that people can see that I'm a Christian and that I'm fair. And just continue to keep me in prayer, keep everybody on the call in prayer, and continue to pray for the Clark, the little grand family, and the Baker families. Thank you.
Thank you. Caller 2542, state your request.
This is Janet. I'm asking prayer.
I'm sorry, we're not able to hear you.
Hello, could you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm asking prayers for my grandson that the medicine will work better for him and that the Lord will give him the strength to have patience and that he will turn his life over to the Lord. And I'm just asking prayers for me with my health and that I will become a better Christian as well, and pray for the Graham family. Thank you.
Thank you. I now bring you Brother Bryant Tansel, who will provide us with our words of encouragement, followed by our closing prayer. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Good morning, Sister Danielle. Good morning, everyone on our call, and thanks so much for your prayer requests this morning. We will honor each of them before we complete our message today. You know, whether we turn on our TV or whether we're at work or whether we're at our home or in public, we struggle with conflict, and we can become desensitized to it. We see it so much, and if we watch television programs often, doesn't matter if it's a cartoon or a TV show, there's always conflict there, and sometimes this just causes us to believe it's normal. It just happens. It's normal. And if we don't watch it, we can get sucked into it, and it just becomes second nature. So how do we manage conflict? Our topic today is conflict management. And conflict is a state of open or often prolonged fighting, a battle or war. Doesn't necessarily have to escalate to a battle of war, but it can also be a state of disagreement or disharmony between persons or ideas, a clash. An emotional or mental disturbance resulting from the opposition or simultaneous functioning of mutually exclusive impulses, desires, or tendencies. Sometimes people say there was a conflict between him and his father. It was an unpopular policy and caused a number of conflicts within the party. This is talking about politics. And then lastly, his outspoken views would frequently bring him into conflict with the president. So these are things that we all have to face every day. Once upon a time, a man was shipwrecked on a desert island. He was an industrious hardworking sort of man. So by the time he was rescued 15 years later, he'd managed to transform the island into a collection of roads and buildings. And the people who rescued him were amazed at his accomplishments and asked for a tour of the island. And he was more than happy to oblige. The first building on our left, he began, is my house. You'll see that I have a comfortable three-bedroom estate, complete with indoor plumbing and a sprinkler system. There's also a storage shed in the back for all my lawn tools. The rescue party was astonished. It was better than some of the homes on the mainland where they live. He said, that building over there is the store where I do my grocery shopping. Next to it is my bank, and across the street is the gym where I exercise. The rescuers noticed two other buildings and asked what they were. The one on the left is where I go to church. And the one on the right, they inquired? Oh, that's where I used to go to church. So you see, sometimes we have to create the new in our life and create what we want to see. And if you work on this conflict internally, it's amazing what you can accomplish with God's help. Conflict is a part of life, and there's simply no getting away from this fact. As a leader, as a human being, you can be sure that you will face relational conflicts. No leadership model exists that will totally eliminate disagreements or clashes of personality. In fact, the tension that comes from the conflict can be healthy and beneficial to growth if dealt with correctly. Communities need tensions if they're to grow and deepen. Tensions come from conflicts. A tension or difficulty can signal the approach of a new grace of God. But it has to be looked at wisely and humanly. Jesus and the art of conflict management. You know, when Jesus addressed problems, he tackled them head on. While delivering the Sermon on the Mount and later in Matthew 18, he dealt with the issue of conflicts brought about either by others offending us or by our offending them. So therefore, if you're offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to your brother, then come and offer your gift. So that's our message on conflict management, and we'll continue that next week and pick up on a couple other areas. I wanted to allow time for the prayer requests that came in, and would you bow your head with me in a word of prayer? Father, thank you for this lovely morning that we are experiencing right now. We take it in with knowing that you provided this day for us, and it's a clear sheet of paper, Lord, and you've written our day ahead of us, and all we have to do is walk into it. We're praying for Sister Danielle and her family, safe travel on her cruise and her enjoying fellowshipping with others, and we pray for the other travelers who's also going to be traveling that they are safe and that all conflicts can be managed on this cruise ship and destination. We're praying for Sister Pam and her cousin, Seta Stovall, who has stage 4 cancer. May the doctors and the medical staff and nurses and everyone involved give her the best care possible that she can get the treatment she needs and just weather this storm and get back to the wanted health and strength that she needs and keep her mentally strong. We pray for Charmin and Kennedy as well and her daughter Jayla and her husband Eric. We pray that Jada's a great wife to her husband and continues to follow your word and your steps. We also pray for Sister Pam's sister, Faith, and her husband, Kendrick, and for their marriage to continue to flourish. We pray for Sister Mary and her coworker, Barbara, who's having knee surgery, and an additional coworker who has cancer. Lord, these are struggles we have to fight. We know with your grace and mercy we can come through on the other side, and we pray for the people that are managing their care, the healthcare professionals. We also pray for her new role as interim executive director, and that people see that she's a Christian and she's fair. And Lord, our topic today is so relevant with conflict management, and just give her the strength, the grace, and the nurture to know she is worthy of this calling. She's been chosen. She's prepared for it. You're ready. Take the reins and do everything that God wants you to do. And don't worry about what people say or what people might think about you. Just do what's right. You're going to do great, Mary. We also pray for the Clark, Grand, and Baker families, and also Sister Janice Graham, her grandson, that the medicine that he's taken will work better. And sometimes physicians have to increase or decrease the dose or try something new. But we pray that the medication he's taken gets him better. Also, we pray for patients, that he turns his life over to the Lord and sees that God is the one in control, and that if he gives up with this internal conflict that he has, God will help him manage his life. We also pray for Sister Janice's health. We know she worries, Lord, about her family, and all of you out there that worry about your family members and loved ones and our jobs and everything we must face and conquer every single day. Just know that God's grace, mercy, and strength is with you. And today we want to give you the courage to continue to be the great Christians you are, because you are. Just believe in that every single day when you walk out the door. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.